eyes to the truth, that we might see what's going on in Scripture. Let's pray. Father, first of all, we pray that your Spirit will open our eyes and our ears to the things that you would have us to see and hear in the Scriptures we looked at this morning. We are well aware of the fact, Father, without the power of the Spirit, the teaching ministry of the Spirit, we could not, would not be able to see the truth. We pray, Father, that you will protect us from the powers of darkness that would seek to impede our seeing. And Father, bless our flesh that always seeks to usurp the truth. Father, we pray these things now in Christ's name. Amen. Those of you that are visiting this morning, what we've been doing is we're studying the communion, or the feast to the Messiah, memorial to the Messiah, all the way through the Bible. We first of all started with a period before the Jews, the period of the Gentiles, where the first mention of bread and the wine together is with Abraham and Melchizedek. Melchizedek is the pattern of Jesus Christ as the king priest. It's a very important memorial between Abraham and Melchizedek. Then we spend time studying the Passover, the memorial to the Messiah in the history of Israel, from the first Passover all the way through the Old Testament up until the time of Jesus Christ. Then we studied the memorial to the Messiah, the Passover, at that time that Jesus Christ was involved with. And then we studied the last Passover and the first communion of Jesus Christ, the night in the upper room, where he went from the Passover to the Eucharist, or the communion table. Then we went to, and then we studied all the Gospels of dealing with the memorial, the Passover. Now we're looking in the epistles of all the verses and passages that deal with the Eucharist or the Lord's table. And once we finish and complete this, then we will study it historically as much as the history that we have, and how the Eucharist or the Lord's table has been abused by the church to control people, to call some not to be able to participate, and made it very strict, and it's been so misused. That is the purpose of the Eucharist. I myself used to teach that this is a period of a great test. It's your test to see where you are. People, it's not that. The hymn that we just sang, wooing us. The Eucharist is really a beautiful, comfortable supper in that sense, in that it is God once again just wooing us back into the spirit of their life. It is not a test. It is not something dramatic in that sense. It is just reminding us of who and what we are in Jesus Christ. Now, in our passage today, we're going to be taking a look at the concept of remembering. And so I just put this up on the board to stimulate some thought. We will never forget September the 11th of 2001. But I want to ask you a question. What does that mean to you? We will remember this day. What effect does it have on your daily life? What effect does it have even in our political realm? It's as though they forgot what the terrorists did by some of the things that they don't want to do now, and the way that they're backing off of various positions. Already forgotten it. We've already forgotten it in the sense, because there's going to be a lot of hoopla going on that week. When I'm talking about we've already forgotten it where it makes an impact in our life. It makes a difference in the way we live, in the way we think, militarily, politically, world, our nation. We've already forgotten it. We'll make a big hoopla, and there'll be a lot of great speeches, a lot of oratory, but as far as policy, as far as an impact, it's over. It's already forgotten. And that's a shame. But I want to balance from that to our study of the Eucharist and a phrase that we have now come to in 1 Corinthians 11 for the second time. So if you will read with me so that we can get on a momentum this morning. It's been over a month.